It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to another edition of the Satellite Guys US podcast, and I hope you're not freezing your tush off like how I'm freezing my tush.
And mine too.
I know, we got over a foot of snow here at I'm in Chicago, so it's kind of crazy how much snow we've gotten, and I understand that's coming your way, Scott.
Yeah, today all day we've had a big ice storm. It's been nothing but solid ice in the ground. You can't even shovel or plow it. It's kind of, you know, stupid to even try doing it.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I know there's a couple, there's like four or five stations off in the Harrisburg, PA market I saw online that are currently down on Dish Network because of the weather. So definitely be safe out there and be careful.
Yep. Hey, we had our holiday party on Monday night, and we had 494 people in the chat at one time. It was a wild night. We gave away some really, really, really great prizes. And even some people already started receiving their gifts from Eva and myself. And it was a really great night. We appreciate everybody for being there.
Yeah, it was definitely crazy. And we had a couple of winners that won twice in the holiday party.
Yeah, it was kind of wild to see people win because my wife would put names in the bag and pull the names out of the bag. And with, you know, different bags for each different prize we gave away. And it was like, when she picked them out, she'd go, "No way." And then when it happened the second time, she was really, "No way." So it was one of those wild things, but it happened, and congratulations to those winners.
Yeah, definitely congratulations. You know, I had fun, and we had the Charlie chat going on at the same time, which we'll talk a little bit more about a little bit later. And, you know, it was definitely a great time for all.
Yeah, it was a really nice night. And by the way, as we're recording this, we just hit 99,000 registered members.
And that was our night of 100,000 thanks. So we're thanking everybody 100,000 times as we're getting ever so close to that magical number.
Yep, we're almost there, less than 1,000 away now to the 100,000 registered Satellite Guys members.
So let's go ahead and get down to business. It looks like DirecTV HD Extras Pack is no longer free to subscribers. That's a $4.99 fee now for subscribers.
As of 6 a.m. this morning, DirecTV has scrambled those channels. The only way to get those channels, which are, let's see here, I used to have a list on my screen, but those Universal HD, HDNet Movies, I'm trying to remember from Smithsonian HD, MGM HD, and there's one more that I can't remember off the top of my head. Yeah, those are all $4.99 a month, for those five channels, and if you go to DirecTV.com and sign up, you can get another 3-month free preview of that package. But do like I'm doing and inviting everybody else to. Tell DirecTV to stop nickel and diming you to death and sign up for the package today and cancel before your 3 months is up and tell them you don't want to pay for $5 a month for five channels.
Right, and we also had other HD programming launch on DirecTV. A lot of local markets are now getting services.
Yep, we this week DirecTV launched the Tucson, Arizona market. In HD, they had CBS, Fox, NBC, and ABC, and that's DirecTV offering local programming in 65 markets now in HD. Some additional programming announcements that you're hearing here first at Satellite Guys. Actually, we announced it Saturday night, if you were around. On January 3rd in HD, the Albany, Schenectady, Troy, New York area will be getting ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC in HD. Also on January 3rd, the Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Pennsylvania area will be getting ABC, Fox, and the CW network in HD. And finally, two more additional launches to announce. These are standard definition markets. And it's Palm Springs, California. In standard definition are the following channels: ABC, Fox, NBC, PBS, TMO, and MNT. Not sure what those channels are, but somebody's got to be happy to get them.
I think they're probably like Spanish channels and some religious channels.
Well, maybe Telemundo, and I don't know what the MNT is, but someone knows what it is. And finally, the other one there is Harrisburg, Virginia, on the 16th. Also another standard definition market, and only two channels in that market, ABC and PBS.
And something else worth mentioning is on January 10th, the HD DVR, the HR 20 or the HR 21, is going to be dropping prices for brand new DirecTV subscribers.
Yeah, for current subscribers and new subscribers, actually, it is dropping from $299 to $199, and that is effective on January 10th, 2008. So if you're thinking about upgrading, take it from satellite, guys, and wait till after the 10th before upgrading to an HR 20 or an HR 21. In addition, new customers may be eligible for an extra $100 instant rebate, so that a new customer could possibly pay $99 for an HD DVR instead of $199. It's a really good offer there from DirecTV. Again, that starts on January 10th, 2008. So stick in there and wait it out, and you'll be saving yourself some money.
And that's pretty cool. You know, that's DirecTV is definitely trying to keep up with Dish Network, who is offering their DVR for free.
Mm-hmm. And the other big thing is NASCAR Hot Pass, if you're a new DirecTV subscriber. This is an incredible deal for this package here. It's a price that it's not, I'm not a misprint when I say this, and I don't know how you can misprint something that's spoken word, but the promotional price for new DirecTV customers for the 2008 season of NASCAR Hot Pass is $40 for the entire season. That's 70% off the regular rate. And get this, they'll even bill it to you in 8 monthly payments of $5.
That's pretty awesome. I love the NASCAR Hot Pass. I had it last season, and you literally feel like you're in the seat of the car with the driver as you get all the audio and all the cool cameras that are inside the cars and everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. It's a really unique package, and it's really worth $40. Last year I paid for the in-car audio on the internet, and it was like $29 just for the audio. So for $40, you get the entire package. It's an incredible deal.
And not only that, what makes the deal sweeter is that this is going to be the first year that Hot Pass is going to be available in high definition. So that's going to make the deal even more sweeter, because you're going to be getting all that stuff in glorious high definition.
Right. Customers with the HD Access package will get the NASCAR Hot Pass in HD this year, which is something new and something a lot of people are looking forward to.
So we're going to go ahead and switch gears to Dish Network, who really hasn't had too much news. The Charlie chat was Monday, and it really kind of looked like Charlie didn't want to be there.
Yeah, that was the big comment online, and it wasn't just at Satellite Guys. It was all over the internet saying what was on Charlie's mind. He didn't look like he wanted to be there. And he really didn't look like he wanted to be there. It wasn't the normal, typical shoot-from-the-cuff Charlie. He was very scripted, and when he wasn't talking, he was looking around trying to find the exit door or something. But he did not want to be there. He did not announce really anything about the future for Dish Network. And for the hardcore Dish Network fans out there, that was a really bad Charlie chat for them. They walked away feeling like the Dish is not doing anything for them. And it's unfortunate because, you know, Charlie has stuff on the burner, and he could have given a little bit of a hint of what he was doing, but I think he's saving all up for CES.
Yeah, and CES is definitely going to be a big time. And I know with the Charlie chats, I'm a big fan of the Charlie chats, and it seems like the Charlie chats of like 2 years ago versus the Charlie chats of today, there's a dramatic difference. As like 2 years ago, Charlie was always giving out info, wanting to help out the customers. It really seemed like he wanted to communicate with the customers on a CEO, on a person-to-person basis. But the Charlie chats as of today aren't like that.
No, it's all marketing and, you know, oh, let's talk to these celebrities, and nobody really wants to see the celebrities. They want to see Charlie answering questions from the consumers. You know, when we have the chat room up, everybody gets disappointed when they, you know, break away and, you know, Eric Saul's talking with whatever actor about their upcoming movie. Nobody wants to see that. They want to know what the future is for Dish Network.
Right. And, you know, it's kind of like Dish Network is still sleeping, even though we thought we had a glimpse that the giant might be waking, but that didn't turn out to be.
Yep, for the Sci-Fi HD and USA HD, you know, there's according to my insiders, they're saying there's some kind of problem there. And I don't know if the problem is technical or if the problem is something with a contract, but the original plan was for 2 weeks ago on Friday to launch both of those channels on the 110-degree satellite. They took down 2 HD pay-per-view channels that were generating, you know, money for Dish Network to put up those 2 channels because they were planning on launching them then. And then something happened. And I'm hearing that people on the inside are not happy now that they dropped those 2 HD pay-per-view channels just to have a blank Barker channel up there for Sci-Fi HD and USA HD whenever they do come. If I had to be a betting man, I would say we won't see them now until CES. I think they're just holding back because CES is where, you know, both companies, you know, spill all the beans and try looking like they're the greatest company on earth. And I expect both companies to be doing that this year.
I don't understand why people on the inside would be pretty ticked off about those HD channels, not showing pay-per-views. As a recent poll that we had online that someone posted, nobody really orders them.
Well, that's a small percentage of people. I mean, unfortunately, you know, Dish Network's got how many millions of subscribers, and we've only got less than 100,000 members, registered members. So it's a very small portion of the Dish Network audience, and they wouldn't be continuing to offer the HD pay-per-view channels if people weren't ordering from them. The fact that they moved them to 129 shows me that there's still an interest in them, and people are indeed ordering from them, so they might as well keep them around, or else they would have just dropped them completely.
Right, and you're right, Scott. There has to be some sort of market there, otherwise they would have taken them down, which, you know, it's kind of interesting. But continuing on, users are reporting that Dish Online is off air. Well, actually, as of a few hours ago, they're reporting that's back up. But the report is L448 is causing Dish Online to freeze up. So that's...
That's a good thing, actually, because Dish Online is just terrible, you know. It should be a warning to anybody even loading that under their receiver that it's going to be bad for them. It's just so bad. If you go under new releases and you see that the top new release there is Beverly Hills Cop, which was, 1986. There's something wrong with Dish Online if that's the new release. Just a quick story here is, last night in Connecticut we had the start of this big ice storm, and I went to Nickelodeon's Video On Demand on DirecTV. And downloaded a bunch of the Christmas specials from Nickelodeon's video on demand service, and downloaded SpongeBob and Dora the Explorer and Franklin and a couple other Christmas specials from the VOD. And today, because it was so crappy outside for the weather, me and my little 4-year-old son just sat here and watched all the Christmas specials all day. And it was a really, really great value added service from DirecTV.
Right, and it was kind of funny because Beverly Hills Cop, I can go on my HR20 right now on the DirecTV on demand and get that for free.
Yeah, it's $2.99 from Dish Network.
Something else of interest is AT&T is no longer selling DirecTV services in Bell South markets, as UVerse is now coming to that market.
Yeah, that was not unexpected. What was unexpected from the announcement was that DirecTV said, in a year, they'll reevaluate whether they want to go with DirecTV or Dish Network again. And right now, there is, as you're hearing from the internet, is that AT&T and Dish are no longer talking about a buyout, especially because they're bidding on 700 megahertz spectrum, and I guess the rules prohibit them from trying to merge together while they're bidding on the same piece of spectrum property. But it was kind of interesting for AT&T to come out and say, yeah, we're not interested in DirecTV now, but we may be in another year. And that was kind of a interesting slap to EchoStar that you better get your act in order, or we can go elsewhere to give our customers what they want.
A little bit of other tidbit news is DirecTV also bought out Replay TV, which is kind of cool for DVR service.
Yep, and that's, just sloppy on Charlie's part. And he should have purchased them a couple years ago when they first went on sale. It was only a couple $1 million the company sold for a couple of years ago. And, Dish could be avoiding all this legal trouble they're in right now with TiVo, because Replay owned their own patents on the Time Warp type systems. And they would have just avoided all this TiVo stuff altogether. And it's, the cost of Replay TV was so small, I'm pretty sure it's a lot less than what they're paying right now for all these legal costs and fighting with TiVo.
And I'm pretty sure DirecTV has got to be patting themselves on the back for that acquiring of Replay TV.
Yeah, and they should be, because right now, DirecTV licenses technologies from TiVo, even though they don't use TiVo software. And in an agreement, it says for the length of the contract that TiVo will not sue DirecTV for infringing on their patents. And now with DirecTV owning Replay TV that has their own patents on the similar type of user interfaces and technologies, DirecTV doesn't have to worry about when that contract with TiVo runs out. They can still continue running their DVRs without the fear of a lawsuit from TiVo.
So, Scott, I think that's the music going.
Yep, one more thing before we go. I've been getting some emails saying that a couple places have been rebroadcasting the Satellite Guys podcast, And in doing so without our permission, if you're rebroadcasting our Satellite Guys podcast, please, please, please just email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us and ask for permission. We just want to know where it's airing, where it's, you know, who's airing it and stuff like that. And we'll give you permission for it. Satellite Guys podcast is a copyrighted broadcast of Satellite Guys Incorporated. So please honor that copyright and do not rebroadcast this without permission. And again, just email us and we'll be happy to grant you that permission.
Not only that, our next podcast is on December 29th. It's the last podcast before CES, so we'll see you then.
Yep. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.